Wisconsin is one of 21 states with a law on the books that allows a court to civilly commit a small class of repeat sex offenders to an indefinite period of confinement and treatment after they have already served a prison sentence. Since the law was passed 20 years ago, the state has committed about 500 such offenders known as sexually violent persons. Two-thirds of them are still locked up at Sand Ridge. Deborah McCulloch is the director of the treatment center.
We are treating a very small percentage of sex offenders in Wisconsin, and that small percentage are the highest or most likely to reoffend in their lifetime.
For an offender to wind up at Sand Ridge, they have to be diagnosed with a mental disorder and a criminal history that makes it more likely than not that they will commit a new crime. Once an offender is committed to Sand Ridge, psychologists evaluate his progress in treatment each year and use historical data on recidivism to determine his risk level. Over the past 5 years, 114 have been released compared to only 31 in the previous five-year period. Staff at the center say the increase is partly due to the effectiveness of the treatment program. Lloyd Sinclair is in charge of community programs at Sand Ridge. He says only 5 of the 67 patients released between 1994 and 2010 have committed new sex crimes.
If we can have the kind of reoffense rates that we have with patients who've been out 4 or 5 years, we feel some sense of confidence, particularly how high risk our patients are. The evidence is of those who've been released, the treatment program has been beneficial.
But the increased releases are also driven by new data that show how often released sex offenders commit new crimes, and that rate has gone down nationally. Now the current patients at Sand Ridge are considered less likely to reoffend. Under a new state law signed in December, most offenders released from Sand Ridge will be under strict supervision. Take Larry. He was released this month after serving 19 years for sexual assault, more than 10 of them at Sand Ridge after completing his original prison sentence. Sand Ridge officials ask that we only use patients' first names. He's living in Rock County right now and still going to weekly therapy sessions, but he still can't walk the streets of his neighborhood without an escort.
Right now, I have activities such I can go out, have certain people come and pick me up, or I can do grocery shopping, clothing shopping, those sorts of things. But inside my home, I do a lot of studying, especially religious studying. I do a lot of exercising, just little things to try to keep myself busy. There's not much that I can do as of right now of getting out because of the way the law is written.
Even with the restrictions, Larry says for him, there are some pluses to being on supervised release.
I didn't want to live on the street or under a viaduct or something like that. I have a support team that is willing to help me get back on my feet, even though it's a process that I have to go through and these restrictions I got.
Sometime in early February, Larry will get a chance to visit with his family for the first time since his release. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.